Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of V. Lawnhurst, Harry Barris, and Ruth Edding. Say hello and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, November 24th, marked the birth in 1905 of Laura Lowenhertz, better known as V. Lawnhurst. She was a child prodigy, and in addition to her considerable musical skill, she could also write upside down and backwards, won awards in ice skating competitions, and published her poetry at age 10. She appeared on radio, published two of her own novelty piano solos, made her first solo piano recording, and became one of the original members of Roxy's Gang, a musical revue broadcast live from the Capitol Theater in New York. All this she did while still in her teens. She also worked as a piano roll arranger for the Welty and Ampico companies, and in the late 20s she joined Muriel Pollack in a piano duo called the Ladybugs. She was on the radio 7 days a week for much of the 1930s and began composing, teaming up in 1935 with lyricist Tot Seymour. They were the first successful team of female songwriters, and their songs were heard on radio, in films, and on records made by many of the famous dance bands of the time. Here's a trio of tunes by V. Lawnhurst.
What did it bring? I lost my sweetie and everything. Why did I go? I'd like to know. You bet I never thought I'd ever miss him so. Love's a game of give and take. I didn't know when I had a break. Now I'm alone. Tain't nobody's fault but my own. When it's night and the lights are dim, I think over my life with him. What would I give to live it again? No matter what he'd say about that day, I was wrong when I went away. I should have known, 'tain't nobody's fault but mine.
Keeping company now. I took a look at her. She took a look at me. I got a notion and gave her the notion, and I'm keeping company now. Always said that I was the kind of a guy who would never wed. But the sweet romancing and glancing and dancing went to my head. I took her home to Ma. She made a hit with Pa. I'm going steady and I'm feeling wetty, and I'm keeping company now.
You're gorgeous, you're charming, darling, you're perfect, and then some. You've got me dazzled and frantic, excited, romantic, and then some. I used to think I was cold as could be, but I'll agree, the joke is on me. Quick as a wink, I knew I had it bad. If love can drive you crazy, then I wanna go mad, I wanna go mad. I'll kiss you, caress you, spoil you and yes you, and then some. I'll be your shadow, your slavey, your army and navy, and then some. I cross my heart, I'll be yours from tonight. You've got me right under your thumb. 'cause you're gorgeous, you're charming, darling, you're perfect, and then some.
Ozzie Nelson, his orchestra and his voice on And Then Some, written by Tot Seymour and V. Lonhurst. That's from June 13, 1935. Before that, from the trio of V. Lonhurst, Lou C. Bender, and Dave Dreyer, we heard I'm Keepin' Company, performed by Lloyd Keating and his music, a Ben Selvin pseudonym, from June 18, 1931. We began the show with Bessie Brown and Tain't Nobody's Fault But My Own. The band accompanying Bessie Brown on that April 1, 1929 Brunswick recording consisted of members of the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra, including Fletcher Henderson on piano and Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax. The original Bessie Brown began recording with Pathé in 1925 and made 24 sides for the Plaza group of labels and Brunswick over about 4 years. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Longtime listener Dan sent an email a couple of weeks ago requesting a set of Hello songs. He suggested a number of the usual suspects, such as Hello Sunshine, Hello Bluebird, Hello Baby, Hello Beautiful, Hello Swanee, and Hello Aloha How Are You?, but here are several which weren't on his list.
come over and say hello.
Hello.
Just for old time's sake. Well, I know a place, the same rendezvous, where we first met when our love was new. Remember there, hand in hand, we dreamed and planned a home built for two. You'll understand. Oh, won't you come over and say hello, just for old time's sake.
Never had a kiss in all her life, and she must love me, honor, and obey. In short, I've no objection to a girl who's just perfection, and when I see her joyfully, I'll say, hello, I've been looking for you. Hello, I've been looking for you. You're the sweetest girl of them all, and I'm glad you answered my call. Hello, I'm as sure as can be. Hello, you were you're just made for me. And I mean to marry you if I carry you right where wedding bells chime. Hello, I've been looking for you for a long, long time. I discover just the very girl I'm looking for. Some other chap appears who seems to like her. But if I could find the right girl, as I have said before, I'd make Romeo look like a little piker. I'd close my eyes the minute there's another girl around, and never leave my lovey night or day. So long as she's good looking, I don't care about her cooking. Oh, I wish that I could find her, and I may. Hello, I've been looking for you. Hello, I've been looking for you. You're the sweetest girl of them all, and I'm glad you answered my call. Hello, I'm as sure as can be. Hello, you were just made for me, and I mean to marry you if I carry you right where wedding bells chime. Hello, I've been looking for you for a long, long time.
A set of hello songs for listener Dan. We just heard from Adolph J. Hall, H-A-H-L, from an Edison record made February 1st, 1917, Hello, I've Been Looking For You. That was preceded by the Louisiana Five and Hello, Hello. Hello, Hello was written by Alcide Yellow Nunez, who was an original member of the original Dixieland Jazz Band, but was fired on Halloween of 1916. He joined the Louisiana Five, which was led by drummer Anton Lada, in 1918. The Louisiana Five played and recorded in New York until 1920, and Nunez continued to play jazz until 1927 when he moved back to New Orleans and became a police officer and played in the New Orleans Police Band. That recording of Hello, Hello was only a minute and 47 seconds long because it was on a 5 1/4-inch single-sided Little Wonder record. At a time when most of the records available were 10-inch and double-sided, made by Columbia, Edison, and Victor, and cost 75 cents to a dollar apiece, Little Wonder records sold for just a dime. They were brought to market by Henry Watterson, Irving Berlin's business partner. The sound wasn't all that great, and they played for only a minute or two, but they were a huge success. They were sold at 5- and 10-cent stores like Kress, Kresge, and Woolworth's, and 20 million of them were sold just between August of 1914 and June of 1916. The label was alive for 9 years. Before the Louisiana Five, we heard Clarence Williams and his orchestra playing the Clarence Williams tune and Chick Bullock singing the Ben Barnett lyric to Won't You Come Over and Say Hello from January 10, 1934. We began our Hello set with the Mound City Blue Blowers and Hello Lola from 1929. We love to get emails, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, November 24th, marked the birth in 1905 in New York City of singer, songwriter, and actor Harry Barris. He grew up in Denver, was a professional pianist by age 14, and at age 17 took his band on a tour of the Orient. In December of 1926, Bing Crosby and Al Rinker joined Paul Whiteman's orchestra as a vocal duo, but in March of 1927, they were teamed up with Barris and returned to the orchestra as the Rhythm Boys, becoming a hit with Barris's composition Mississippi Mud. After the movie The King of Jazz in 1930, the Rhythm Boys left Whiteman and worked with Gus Arnheim at the Coconut Grove. In the 30s and 40s, Harry Barris played bit parts in a number of movies, including Hollywood Party, Double or Nothing, Something to Sing About, and Some Like It Hot. He died in Burbank, California on December 13, 1962. Here are three from the pen of Harry Barris.
What are you fellas moaning about?
That Mississippi mud. When the sun goes down, the tide goes out, the darkies gather round and they all begin to shout. Hey, hey, Uncle Dud, it's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. It's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. Oh, what a dance do they do. Lordy, how I'm telling you, they don't need no band. They can time by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the darkies meet the feet on the Mississippi mud. Lordy, how they play. Boy, they really sway. Say, that music thrills me. Boy, it nearly kills me.
When the sun goes down, the tide goes out, the darkies gather round and they all begin to shout. Hey, hey, Uncle Dud, it's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. It's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. Oh, what a dance do they do. Lordy, how I'm telling you, they don't need no band. They can time by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the darkies beat the feet on the Mississippi mud.
Did you say mud there, boy?
I said mud, son.
What are you getting at, lad?
I said really black mud.
Well, speaking of mud and rain always reminds me.
Reminds you of what?
That I left my sugar standing in the rain. And my sugar melted away.
His sugar melted away. I said his sugar melted away.
Sweeter than the sugar from the sugar cane. Why, I didn't mean to treat her that way.
He didn't mean to treat her that way. Why did you treat that girl that way?
Well, I don't know.
I'll bet your sweetie thought that you were the lowest kind of a kind.
Maybe.
You never realized she was so refined, now, did you?
Irregardless and respected.
I just left my sugar standing in the rain.
And my sugar melted away. What a dance do they do. Lordy, how I'm telling you, they don't need no band. They can time by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the darkies beat the feet. Saying the darkies beat the feet. Saying the darkies beat the feet on the Mississippi mud.
But I left my sugar.
Where'd you leave your sugar?
Standing in the mud.
In the mud.
I'll bet she's plenty muddy.
Costs more than I can pay.
without you I can't make my way. I surrender, dear. I may seem proud and I may act gay. That's just a pose. I'm not that way, 'cause deep down in my heart I say, I surrender, dear. Ah, those little mean things we were doing must have been part of the game, lending a spice to the wooing. Ah, oh, but I don't care who's to blame. When stars appear and shadows fall, then you'll hear my poor heart call to you, my love, my life, my all. I surrender, dear.
Thank you.
We began our tribute to Harry Barris with his composition Mississippi Mud, but not the recording you usually hear. This was the first recording the Rhythm Boys made on June 20th, 1927. Then from January 1931, we heard Bing Crosby, backed by Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra, and I Surrender, Dear, written with Gordon Clifford. We finished up with the Rhythmic Eight and Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams, written with Ted Kohler and Billy Moll. That was recorded October 7th, 1931. The vocal trio is unidentified, but the piano accordion solo was by George Scott Wood. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, November 23rd, marked the birth in David City, Nebraska, in 1903, of America's sweetheart, Ruth Etting. At 17, she got a job working on costumes at a Chicago club. Later, she got a spot in a chorus line at another club and was soon a featured singer at various clubs. In 1920, she met Martin Moe the Gimp Snyder and married him in 1922. With Snyder managing her bookings, she played in top clubs and theaters and sang on radio in Chicago, where she became known as Chicago's sweetheart. Her big break came in 1927 when she starred on Broadway in The Ziegfeld Follies, which was followed by other Broadway shows and many radio appearances, including the 1932 Chesterfield radio show, her own show for Oldsmobile in 1934, and the Kellogg College Prom in 1935. She also appeared in several movies in the early 30s. Ruth Etting was also a composer or lyricist of popular songs, including Wistful and Blue, When You're With Somebody Else, and Maybe Who Knows. Amidst all of that, she made lots of records, primarily for Columbia, and here are several of them.
Just as sad a place for me as could be. I was lonely and blue. This old world then changed to paradise for me suddenly. Why? Because I met you. All the wealth and power I may never find, still as long as I have you, dear, I won't mind, for I'll get by as long as I have you. Though there be rain and darkness too, I'll not complain.
people won't say if you shake it away. When they hold a revival way down south, every darky with care and trouble that day tries to shake it away. Shaking the blues away, unhappy news away. If you are blue, it's easy to shake off your cares and troubles, telling the blues to go. They may refuse to go, but as a rule they'll go if you'll shake them away. Do like the darkies do, listening to a preacher way down south. They shake their bodies so, to and fro, with every shake, a lucky break, proving that there's a way to chase your cares away. If you would lose your weary blues, shake them away. I got a blues, you got a blues, all God's children got a blues. Come and join a revel and we'll shake off the devil and we'll shake all over God's heaven. Heaven, heaven. Anyone objecting to shaking ain't going there. Heaven, heaven. Gonna shake all over God's heaven. I gotta shake, you gotta shake, all God's chillin' gotta shake, shake, shake. Nothing could be sweeter than to shake with St. Peter when we shake all over God's heaven. Heaven, heaven. Anyone objecting to shaking ain't going there. Heaven, heaven. Gonna shake all over God's heaven. Shaking, shaking the blues away. Unhappy, unhappy news away. If you are blue, it's easy to shake off your cares and troubles. Telling, telling the blues to go. They may refuse to go, but as a rule they'll go if you shake them away. Do like the darkies do, listening to a preacher way down south. They shake the body so, to and fro, with every shake a lucky break, proving that there's a way to chase your cares away. If you would lose your weary blues, shake them away.
But to me, his family, they held a convention. Not for him, not for her, not for them, not for those, but for me. I'm delighted, yes, sir, and I have to laugh, standing on my dresser. Here's a photograph which proves that he gives all his attention. Not to him, not to her, not to them, not to those, but to me. We took a walk, we had a talk, and let me tell you very confidentially, that little walk, that little talk, has made me just as glad as I can be. I simply wanted to know who he was loving, and so we took a walk and had a talk, and I discovered pretty soon that it was me. Not to him, not to her, not to them, not to those, but to me. His family, lover, not for them, not for those, but for me. I'm delighted, yes, sir, and I have to laugh. Standing on my dresser is a photograph which proves that he gives all his attention, not to him, her, them, those, but to me.
From A Conqueror, 78, recorded September 9th, 1931, Miss Ruth Etting and Irving Berlin's Me. Me was preceded by a song featured in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1927, Shaking the Blues Away. That Columbia 78 was recorded on August 30th, 1927. We began our tribute to Ruth Etting with Fred Allert and Roy Turk's I'll Get By As Long As I Have You from February 11th, 1929. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So called because it's here that we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History are Arden and Oman.
What's the matter in there? Are you drowning?
I resent that. You know I'm the champion bathtub singer of the world.
Well, you got some soap in your tonsil that time.
Not on your life, boy.
Oh, I suppose you think you're smart.
You suds it. That's why I'm singing in the bathtub with a gay refrain.
watching all your troubles go swinging down the drain.
Oh, la, 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 I'm wobbling through the soap sun. Life is full of hope, faith, and charity.
You can sing with feeling while you're feeling for the soap.
Da 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 da. Oh, look, there's a ring around the bathtub.
Well, that isn't so nice to see. Now, don't leave that ring around your bathtub.
Why not? It's a rainbow to me. I'm reaching for a towel.
Are you ready for a rub?
Ah, there's a rub.
Everybody's happy when singing in the tub.
Oh, boy, ain't this bathtub corking? Sure a cure for wrath.
There's no use in talking, say you're the night of the bath.
And I feel so much lighter in this tub, all right.
You're in there, you blighter, because it's Saturday night.
Oh, I'm singing in the bathtub. Now what?
Telephone.
Oh, will you tell him I'm in a conference?
Oh, slip on something.
Slip on something? Ouch, I did. I'm forever blowing bubbles.
Hey, will you quit singing in that bathroom?
I can't.
Why can't you?
I gotta keep singing, because there's no lock on the door.
Well, then I think I'll play for you. Maybe it won't sound so bad.
Go ahead, I don't care. Oh, but not that. Cut it out, will you? I'll get arrested if I stand up.
Singing in the bathtub.
Oh, now it's a bathtub.
Sitting all alone.
What, all alone?
Tearing out a tonsil, just like a baritone.
What's holy me?
Never take a shower.
Shower?
It's an awful pain.
Right in the neck.
Singing in a shower, like singing in the rain.
Pretty put your arch, oh, there's dirt to be abolished. But don't forget one thing.
While the body is washed and polished, sing, brother, sing. You can yodel opera, even while you scrub.
Oh, scrub.
Everybody's happy when singing in the tub. Blub, blub.
Thank you.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with duo pianists Victor Arden and Phil Oman and their orchestra, and George and Ira Gershwin's I've Got a Rainbow. That's from the show Treasure Girl and was recorded on November 22, 1928, and the vocal was by The Revelers, Louis James, James Melton, Elliot Shaw, and Wilfred Glenn. Next, it was Ed Small and Jerry Macy who were singing in the bathtub on November 20th, 1929. Singing in the Bathtub was written by Ned Washington and is from the 1929 review Show of Shows. Ned Washington also brought us the lyrics to such well-known songs as I'm Getting Sentimental Over You and When You Wish Upon a Star. We finished up with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra and a rare take two of Henderson's recording for Regal of Naughty Man, made November 24, 1924. Naughty Man was written by Don Redman and Charlie Dixon. Don Redman played clarinet and alto sax in the band. Charlie Dixon was on banjo. Also on that recording, Louis Armstrong on trumpet and Coleman Hawkins on clarinet and tenor sax. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.